We continue our learning Lili Nishmas Davi Ben Menachem Rishon Nicham Yaakov Beperek Shaliyah. We're in Nedarim Perek Yud Mishnah Beis. After we learned in the previous Mishnah that a Naram HaOrasa, Nara who has a Kiddushin only, her father and the Baal and the husband, the Orus, have the right to be made for the Nedarim, and both have to do the Hafaras Nedarim. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that there's a difference between the Koach HaAv and the Koach HaBaal. Difference between the authority the father has and the authority that the husband has. We've already mentioned in the previous Mishnah, well, our introduction to the previous Mishnah, that from the Pasuk bin ureha beis aviha, which is the Pasuk in Parshas Matos, we learn that the reshus of the father, that the father has over the daughter to annul her nedarim, to do our first nedarim, applies the whole time she's a Nara. Before she becomes a Bulgaris, Bireha Beisavia, yes, when she's a Nara, she's Beisavia. And that's true before she becomes a Bulgaris. That's Nara. That teaches me when she's a Nara, 12 to 12 and a half, and not, or before that, of course, and not when she's a Bulgaris. Once she's 12 and a half, he has no jurisdiction over her for Hafaras Nedarim. And not only that, it says Beisavia, Bireha Beisavia. What's Beisavia? As long as she's not married. But what she has had nisuin. But once she enters the husband's domain and she's no longer in the father's home, so now she's only in the reshus of the Baal, and only the Baal independently is made for the nedarim without the husband and not the father. The only thing is, when it comes to a Nara HaOrasa, since she's still Beveis Aviyah, and the father has a little bit of Rishus over her, a little bit of jurisdiction to do Hafaras Nedarim, the Chachamim learn from the Psukim that through the Erisin, she enters now the Rishus of the Oris as well. And that's why it's both Aviha and Baala that are made for Nedarim. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that the Rishus of the Oris is considered an additional Rishus over that of the father. And we'll see how that plays out in the Mishnah. Meis Ha'av, if the father passes away, the father of the Nara HaOrasa, the Mishnah says, Lo nisrokna rishus labal. The rishus of the, we don't assume that the rishus of the father that now is released when the father passes away is now given or literally emptied into the hands of the Oris, and he can do hafaras nedarim alone. It's not true. A baal cannot be made for nedari ishto of his wife only after they get married, they enter the chuppah while she's an arus. So he can only be made for nedarim with bishutfus, together in partnership with the father. So if the father passes away, it's not like we say that the husband has the right now to do hafaras nedarim. He cannot, because he can only do it bishutvus. The Baal, who's only an Oris at this point, can only do it because she's a Nara Marosa, cannot do Hafaras Nedarim. But Meis HaBaal, but let's say when she's an Arusa, the husband died, the Oris died, the man who she was Mikudeshes to died. Then yes, Nizrokna Rishus La'av. Then we do say that the Rishus now passes from the husband, the Oris, to the father. The father can do Hafaras Nedarim independently because he binurea beisaviha, she's still in the jurisdiction of her father as long as she remains a nara. So in this way, it says the Mishnah, Bazek Yofer Koach Av Mikoach HaBaal. In this halacha, we see that the power, the authority that the father has is greater than that of the husband. Bidavar Acher, but in another way, Yofer Koach HaBaal Mikoach Av. We'll see that the Baal has greater Koach than the father. How so? Shabal Mefer Bebeger V'Av Eino Mefer Bebeger. A beggar is Bagrus. A husband has the right to do Hafaras Nedarim to annul his wife's vows. That's even when she's a Bogaris, after 12 and a half. The father, as we said, cannot be Mefer Nedarim when she's a Bogaris, only when she's an Ara. Binurea Beis Aviyah. And then the Gemara says that we have to be aware of an inherent problem here. Did we not just say that which speaking about an Oros, the Baal we're speaking about is not after Nisuin, it's after Kiddushin. And we just said that let's say the father passes away, lo nisrok rishus labaal. It's not like the husband can, the Oros can, maybe annul the Nedarim of his wife, of the Arusa, independently. So how can the Mishnah now say, oh, And in this way, the Baal's koach is greater than that of the father. The Baal we're talking about is an orus. So how could you say that the Baal is able to do hafaras nedarim when she's a bogeres, but the father cannot? What do you mean? If we're talking about an orus, if that's the topic of the Mishnah, that as we said, so he can't be mefer when she's a bogeres. He can't be even mefer when she's a nara, because if the father's not in the picture, so then he cannot do hafaras nedarim. So why are we saying, yes, it's true, after nisuin, he can do hafaras nedarim on his wife. She's a bogeres. She's 12 and a half or older. But we're not talking about after nisuin. So how do we understand this Mishnah? So the Gemara explains that that the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, we're talking about a case shekitsha shehi bogeres. He was mekadesh her when she was a bogeres. And following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, which we'll see later in Mishnah, hey, if the time of nisuin arrived, he was mekadesh her when she's a bogeres, and the time of nisuin arrived, but lo nasa, but they didn't go enter the chuppah for whatever reason. We'll discuss that, whose fault that was that they didn't enter the chuppah. But since the arus is now chayiv to give mizonos to her, even though they didn't enter the chuppah, he's obligated to support her. He therefore has the right to do hafaras nedarim. And in this way, he's still an arus, because they didn't enter the chuppah. But since the time of nisuin had arrived, they prepared for the year, let's say, and now it's supposed to be the date of the wedding, of the chuppah, but for whatever reason, it was held up. So he has to support her, as a husband would after nisuin. And because of that, he has the right to do hafaras nedarim. But officially, he's still an arus, and therefore we can say, as the Mishnah said, that the Baal, who's an arus, has a greater koach than the father in the fact that this arus, this Baal, in this particular circumstance, can do hafaras nedarim of a bogeres, the woman who is mikahi, who is mikadesh, after she's a bogeres, and the chuppah day arrived, and they didn't enter the chuppah, he's able to be made for nedarim alone, of a bogeres, where a father would not be able to do hafaras nedarim of a bogeres. We begin Perek Yud Mishnah Gim, a little bit of an introduction. We're speaking about an arusa once again, and we said that through this shutfus, this joint authority of the father and the husband, they can do hafaras nedarim. Now, there is a machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban on the following case. When we speak about the power that the husband and the father have to annul the nedarim of an arusa, so according to the Rambam, that is limited to the day on which they first hear the neder, but it's also going to be apply only if they both hear of the neder on the same day. So let's say the father was aware that his daughter made this neder, she's an arusa, she's an ara and an arusa. So both the father and the husband are involved in hafaras nedarim. So let's say the father found out that she took a neder, b'yom shamo, that's the day he hears about it, on Sunday. And what did he do? And he annulled the neder. And then the husband found out about it on Monday, the next day. So even if the husband now annuls the neder right away, it's not effective. Why? Because it's only if the biyom shamo is on the same day, they hear it on the same day, and they annul it on the same day. Only that is going to be effective. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam on that. And he says that there's no requirement that the father and the husband have to hear the neder and annul it on the same day, as long as each one annul the neder on the day that they first heard about it on their biyom shamo. So that's going to be effective even if the days are far apart. Based on the psukim, it says, the pasuk says biyom shamo, which obviously the Rambam understands that the arus has to hear of the neder on the same day that the father hears of the neder. And the Ramban says it's not true. Let's say neither the husband or the father annul the neder by the end of that day, of the biyom shamo. So we consider that the Gemara assumed on dafayin tes, it's as if they were mekayim the neder. It's as if they confirmed the neder. So here, by biyom shamo, they didn't annul it by the end of that day. So let's say you have this arusa, nara, and she made a neder. And let's say the husband didn't annul the neder by the end of the day of his biyom shamo, the day he heard about it. So the neder could no longer be annulled. You'll say, hold on, the father will, according to the Ramban, shouldn't the father be able to annul the neder when he hears of it? So the answer, and they don't have to annul it on the same day, doesn't matter. Because since the husband, it's as if he confirmed the neder already, because he did not annul it, he wasn't mayfair on the day that he heard about it, so it's too late, the husband can't play any role at this point. So too, the Gemara has a discussion, Adaf, Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, whether, let's say, there's a divorce A husband heard of the neder, there's a biyom shamo, and then they get divorced. Is that considered that he confirmed the neder or not? You could say, since he knew about it, once he's megarishar, he loses his right to anul har nedarim, and the fact that he didn't use the right. Up until before the divorce, it shows as if he has confirmed the neder. So that's a question, but most hold that question has been undecided. So with that introduction, we begin our mission. Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Nadra v'hi harusa. You have a case where the father heard about the neder. The husband did not hear about the neder, and she took this neder. At this time, she's an arusa. And then what happened? The husband did not hear about the neder, niskarsha. Then he divorces her, bo bayom, on that day. Meaning she was divorced on the same day in which the father heard about the neder. The day the father heard about the neder, his biyom shamo, the husband divorces his wife. Why is that important? Because once the father learns of the neder, he has the right to annul it only till the end of that day. And since the Mishnah wants to set up a case where the father is playing some type of role in annulling the neder, so it has to be that this happens on the same day. So once again, she takes a neder as she's an arusa, so the husband should be playing a role, but he didn't hear about the neder. The father did hear about the neder. On that very day she took the neder, the niskarshu babayom, she was divorced. And then the Mishnah says, Nisarsa bo bayom afilu lemeya. Meaning, even if she was an arusa, then divorced on that day, and became an arusa again, and she was divorced 100 times. Because the halach is, if a girl is not a bogera, she's still an ara after being divorced. If she's not fully married yet, she's still the Narusa, she returns then to the authority of her father. And therefore, if she becomes an Arusa once again, the authority of her Nedarim is now going to be shared. The father's involved, and the new Arus is going to be involved. So, says the Mishnah, Aviu Ba'ala Ha'acharon Mifir Nedarel. The father and the most recent husband have the right of Haras Nedarim. What's the Mishnah teaching us? That the new husband with the father can annul the Nedarim that were made even prior to the Erusin, meaning even those Nedarim that were made while she was an Arusa to the previous husband. We learn this, it says, Unedareha Aleha, which refers to Nedarim that were made even prior to the Erusin. So even though a Baal normally cannot be what we call Mefer Bekodmin, meaning after Nisuin, when the Baal is Mefer in the Dharm of his wife alone, he cannot be Mefer in the Dharm that she took before the Nisuin, but an Arus can be Mefer Bekodmin. Since the Arus is doing it along with the father, so they can join together, even in this case of Kodmin, of those Nedarim that were taken before. Zehaklal, says the Mishnah, gives us a general rule. We'll see that we learned something when the Mishnah gives us a general rule. The rule is that as long as she hasn't entered into her own rishus, her independent rishus, even for one moment, so that her father and her husband can continue to arme finudarim. Means that after she's divorced, it's not like she's independent. She's still anara. She's still never had nisuin. And therefore, she's still subject to the jurisdiction of our father. And therefore, if she becomes an arusa again, the nedarim is shared. The ability to hafaras nedarim is shared by the father and the new husband. Yes, if she becomes divorced after Nisuin, or she becomes a bulgaris, then she's independent. In that regard. Now, the Gemara says on Daf Pei Tes that this general rule comes to teach us something. And that is speaking about a case where, let's say you have a case where someone appointed a shaliach. The husband sent a shaliach to take the arusa to the chuppah. And that's going to, for the purpose of completing the marriage. So the halach is once she leaves her father's home with these shlichim, the shlichim of the husband, that we assume that the nisuin is on its way. And the father, although officially she hasn't entered the chuppah, nonetheless, the father can no longer do hafaras nedarim. whether we consider her at the point under the husband's authority for him to be able to do hafaras nedarim on his own, even though they haven't entered the chuppah. So that's a discussion. But if the father, let's say, or his shlichim came along with the shlichim of the husband sent along, she's not considered independent of her father's jurisdiction. And therefore, at that point, the father can still do hafaras nedarim along with the husband. So that's the zahaklal. Kol shelo yatzas lerushus atzma sha'achas, meaning she's being sent along, right? We have a case where the husband's agents have come to take her. So that's so once she leaves the father's home, or in that way, so then the father can't do hafaras nedarim. But if she wasn't yatzas lerushus atzma sha'achas, which means that let's say the father sent along shlichim as well, then aviu ba'ala achron are mefirin nedarim. Uh-huh.